Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, and or good evening, depending where you are tuning in from around the world. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is our Divinity Spiritual Online Weekly Meditation, and today we are lucky to have Mary Margaret Denholm, who is the Director of Divinity Spiritual Online. And those of you are probably well aware of her by now, but those who aren't, Mary Margaret is a healer, spiritual intuitive, teacher, minister, and has helped thousands of people over the years with her gifts, her teachings, and her healings. And so, no further ado, Mary Margaret, how are you today? I'm looking forward to this, very much so.
I am very, very, very good today. I feel wonderful, and I always love it when I get direction from Spirit, whenever we do anything on Blog Talk. And today, Spirit came in and said that there's a special meditation for those people who are not familiar with healing, and for those people who may be familiar with healing, but may not know to do the healing of the bodies. The healing of the bodies that surround this physical body. So we're going to do that. And if you have any questions, you can always call me. For now, it'll be a healing meditation, and that's how we're going to list it: healing meditation and the energetic bodies. So if you need to go back and look at this again, you'll be able to. So, if you would like, I'd like you to get in a comfortable position. And first, and stay in this position, put your hand on your heart, and we're going to do the clearing prayer. Now, when we do the clearing prayer, there is a verbiage there that says, surround and support my, and it talks about the bodies. Before we did anything with the clearing prayer, like that, those invocations were done separately. So now I'm going to show you and teach you as far as the bodies themselves. We have the electromagnetic field, and the electromagnetic field is the energy and the protection of the Creator. Your emotional body, that is on the fourth dimension also, and that emotional body is what manifests your emotions here on the third dimension. And your mental body also manifests your within your mind here on the third dimension. So it's really important that when we do the clearing prayer that you emphasize with that part of it that we're clearing those bodies. But today we're going to do them separately, because there are many people who are on overload. They're on overload emotionally. They're on overload mentally. And there are many people who still have an electromagnetic field that is fractured or broken in some way. Now, some of you may know this, some of you may not. But if your electromagnetic field is fractured, anything can come in and out. Any kind of demon, any kind of entity can come in and out, until you command them gone. Prime Creator has given you the power, the authority to say these prayers, and say them, knowing that you will be released from anything that is dangerous to you, any kind of entity, and other energies and emotions. But we say the clearing prayer very often because not everything can release all at once. The most dangerous things will release the first time you say it. And after that, you'll feel that, you know, every few days you might want to say the clearing prayer and just keep up this energy of healing, this energy of releasing the old energies that hold you back from being your best self. So if you would, everyone, put your hand on your heart. I want you to feel these words. Close your eyes now. And Jamie's going to say the prayer, and I'm going to say it and send energy to all of you.
Okay, Mary Margaret, so you're not going to believe this, but I don't have a regular clearing prayer. I had it with my mom, and I left it at her house.
That's all right.
I can't even believe it.
That's okay.
I do have the other one.
We can do that one. I'm going to wing the one to the body because, you know, you don't have those. I've never used them with all of you. So this is a first for all of you. Go ahead now. Do the prayer. Everybody, bring in the energy of your most holy divine spirit and be prepared for healing now.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
By the power and the authority of Prime Creator.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
I now decree and give my permission.
I now decree and give my permission.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
Gently release all negative entities and energies.
That are touching, using.
That are touching, using.
Tempting or taunting me.
Tempting or taunting me.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
And send them to a place where they can do no harm.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Release all disease, unhappiness.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Trauma, fear, pain.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
Addiction, relationship difficulties.
And financial distress.
And financial distress.
Remove all negative energies.
Remove all negative energies.
And negative effects.
And negative effects.
Of any medicine or medical procedure.
Of any medicine or medical procedure.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
Surround and support all fields and bodies.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
With a grid of golden crystalline energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
Align and regenerate all that I am.
To the highest spiritual vibration of all that I can be.
To the highest spiritual vibration of all that I can be.
So be it done, so be it done now.
So be it done, so be it done now.
And take three deep spiritual breaths.
And remember, the breaths are important because the first breath tells every cell in your body that something is happening and to pay attention. This works on the energetic cell level. And the second breath actually starts releasing what your spirit has given permission to release. And the third seals your new belief system in. And truly, if you know of someone who has addictions, maybe they're going through a rough time with their marriage, you know, this prayer is really important. So request the prayer from Janie, and she'll have the address at the end of the program. Request the prayer and share it. The only thing I ask is you share the entire sheet. We don't cut the prayer sheet in half. Okay? We're sending energy as we send that prayer sheet. And that energy is important. All right. Now, we're going to do a little relaxation exercise, and then we're going to do the invocation to heal the electromagnetic field, and then the invocation to heal the emotional body, and then the invocation to heal the emotional body. Now, not today, but in the future, we will have other healing meditations, and I'll teach you where the pain body is, where the ego is, and how to address their function as well. But today, let's get to the basics, and I hope this helps. Whoever's meant to be helped today, I hope this helps you. All right. If you would, please take a deep, slow, spiritual breath and gently exhale. And now do that again. But as you exhale, allow the stress in your body to gently be released. Set aside all those concerns or the need to always be doing something. Oh, yes, I was raised that way too. For those of you who have that, you're always supposed to be working, doing something. Well, not now. Not now. All right, now. And as you sit here quietly, call forth your guardian angel. Guardian angel, she or he may give you something that it doesn't really translate well into English. So sometimes they just give the names that we might be familiar with, something that would be easier for you, and he or she would recognize as their namesake. But bring in your guardian angel now. You know, your guardian angel is here to help you and to ask for help whenever possible. Your guardian angel is only with you for this lifetime, because your guardian angel is chosen based on this single lifetime and what your mission is, what you need to learn, what you need to experience. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment, and I'm going to ask your guardian angels to please share a name with you, something that will be easy for you to remember and easy for you to say, a name that your guardian angel will respect as his name during this life. Trust what you get now. Now, if you didn't get anything, that's all right. Listen to this meditation again, and there will be a time. Or you may not get it during this meditation. You may get it while you're washing dishes or taking a bath. Trust what you get. But know that guardian angel is with you always. Now, your guardian angel is sharing his or her energy with you. allowing the spiritual angelic energy to relax your entire body. And now that beautiful angelic spiritual energy will relax your mind. And just allow your mind. We don't want the chatter down. Release the chatter to your guardian angel. Just tell him or her to take it. This is not the time for it. And you can do that at night when you're falling asleep too. If you get that sleepy time chatter, you want most definitely to ask your guardian angel to please help to clear your mind. And now, many of you have some emotions. Emotions that are kind of separating you from your spiritual. During this meditation now, just gently surrender those emotions. Do not be connected to an outcome. Just gently relax your emotions. And know that whatever happens will be divinely orchestrated for your highest good. Now take a deep breath. And now Jesus is coming to you. And as Jesus comes to you, he is the healer of the planet. And anytime you have a bad dream, you have anything that's happening that scares you, you tell them, in the name of Jesus Christ, be gone now. And whatever is there will leave. There's someone out there that needed to know that. And that includes if your children are having nightmares. Then as a mother, you invoke the name of Jesus. And command them gone, because you have authority over that. And I know there are some mothers that will listen to this, and they will help their children by seeing this. Take a deep breath. Now, we know that the electromagnetic field is the energy of protection from Prime Creator. And sometimes we get so exhausted, our electromagnetic field is so drained. Or if there is trauma, the electromagnetic field is fractured. And being fractured, anything can come in and out of your field and try to control you. That is the problem with most alcoholics and addicts. And that is also the problem with many, many other conditions. You know, if you have an argument, say, with your better half, and he's not acting like himself, he may be under the influence of some entity. And what he's saying is not like him at all, then get the clearing prayer. And have him say it. As you learn, you're going to learn how to use these prayers. And these were given to me by the most holy divine spirit of the seventh dimension. And so they're sacred. They're very sacred. And use it to help your family, to help you, to bring in the energies of clarity. And the energies that allow you to be happy and to grow. The electromagnetic field can hold any kind of trauma and any kind of energies that would interfere. We are going to do an invocation so that we can release any interference to this electromagnetic field. The electromagnetic field is what helps to hold this physical body together. So if you have something that's on the physical level, you should make sure that your electromagnetic field is strong so that you don't lose energy. If you would repeat after me, take a deep, slow, spiritual breath. As we say now, by the power and the authority of Divine Creator, Jesus and all that I am, I now decree and give full permission any entities or energies interfering with my electromagnetic field be now released, removed, and taken to a place where you can do no harm, never to return. Gently clear all physical energies of interference. Fill my physical body with the golden healing energy of the divine and heal my electromagnetic field. Make it strong and healthy. For if it is strong and healthy, and all fractures are repaired, no entity or demon will be allowed in or could get in. Gently clear any other interference to my electromagnetic field and my physical. So be it done, so be it done now. And now if you have some, like maybe a sore on your leg or something like that, when you do that invocation, it's going to help with the healing. Anywhere on the physical body, anything of interference has been those three deep breaths. And feel the energy of the divine. You have been given permission. You have the authority. And you will be incredibly better with doing these invocations. Now, we know the energy comes down from the fifth dimension. We have the electromagnetic field, which is whatever is left over after the physical is developed, whatever energy of the Creator that is for you to maintain strength. But then it goes into the mental bodies, and the mental bodies are everything that you think of. In fact, disease is created because the energy will come down from the fifth through the fourth to the mental bodies, and if you are saying anything negative, if you have a mind set or a thought form of anything that is negative, The perfect energy from heaven picks up that energy, goes through the emotional body, picks up a negative emotion, and then when it does manifest in the body, that is disease. And that is why this is so important. So just relax now. Remember, Divine Creator and Jesus are with us. Patient to repair and heal your mental body. And that surrounds your entire body, just like the electromagnetic field. If you'd like, please repeat after me. By the power and the authority of Jesus, Mother Mary, and all that I am, I now command and give full permission gently clear any negative thought forms, mindsets, belief systems within my mental body. Gently cleanse and purify my mental body as all negativity is released. Renew my mental body and allow all thought forms and belief systems, all mindsets and thought forms to be positive so that I may create the highest and the best for this lifetime. Surround this mental body with sacred truth and heal the mental body bringing its efficiency to 100%. So be it done, so be it done now. There's three deep breaths. And sit there with this for a little bit now. Just sit with this for a little bit. Feel the energy of Jesus and the Divine Holy Spirit, your guardian angel, and just be filled with this higher frequency now. And because we've done this with the electromagnetic field and the mental body, and soon your emotional body, you're going to be able to hear a meditation, especially one like this, and really attract and hold within your body a higher frequency. And that's what we all want, because higher frequency means progression. Learning, as we're doing today, aids in progression. All right, now, the emotional body. As I said, the energy comes down perfectly from the fifth dimension, and it fills the electromagnetic field, comes down through the mental body, and it can pick up a negative emotion. I had a friend who had a lump in her breast, and all I had to do was get those thought forms, the emotions, and I knew she was really angry at her husband. And as I kept releasing this and releasing this, and she kept crying and everything else, the lump went away because she released all these emotions. She released the thought forms. And I let her do it. And whatever she needed to do, that was her space to do it. So don't be surprised if as we do this, different things come up. Now, and remember, I'm available if Janie will give the phone number and so forth, but if you have questions, just give me a call. All right, let's heal the emotional body. Bring in the energy of Jesus, the most holy divine spirit. And your guardian angel now. and repeat after me. Now remember, say it out loud. That's how invocations are done. Say it out loud so the universe knows what you want and how they can serve you. By the power and the authority of the Most Holy Divine Spirit. Jesus and all that I am, I now command and give full permission all negative emotion to include sorrow, sadness, heartache, grief, anger of any kind, be now gently released and removed from my emotional body. Take a little breath here. Do this invocation. Make sure your hand is over your heart now. Thank you. Surround my heart with the love of Jesus and heal my heart and gently release anything that is interfering with my emotions, my feelings. For I am a child of Prime Creator. I am a child created through love, which gives me permission to create anything I want here through love. Surround my emotional body with a body of sacred love. And gently heal my emotional body, allowing it to be strong, confident, and releasing all fear, for you cannot be loving if you are fearful. And as your body, this emotional body heals now, as it becomes 100%, your emotions will be stronger now. You'll know intuitively how you feel and how to react in certain situations. So be it done, so be it done now. Take another deep breath and take a minute now and see how you feel. Now Jesus, guardian angel, are going to give you some energy for a while. And you'll know when they stop because you'll be able to feel it. And as they do, ask for what you want. For if it is aligned to what is spiritually ordained for your life, you can create it. You have the power to do that. I want to thank you. Thank you very, very much for being here today. Please share this meditation with others. There are so many people out there that need healing. Whenever you know something can help another person spiritually, you should tell them. So, my dear friends, until next time, much love from Mary Margaret.
Thank you, Mary Margaret.
Thank you, Jeannie.
That was wonderful. If anybody has any questions, please call Mary Margaret at 513-289-2914. And if you like any copies of our invocations, you can email us or me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. That's R-E-V-M-M Denholm, D-E-N as in Nancy, H-O-L-M, at AOL.com. And for those of you in the queue that joined us today, thank you very much for that. And if you have any questions or would like a personal reading, you could call back at 5 o'clock when we have our Messages, Healing, and Prosperity show. So everybody have a great day, and hopefully we'll be hearing from you soon.
You are seen, you are heard, you are loved for who you are. You are enough, you are complete, you love.